1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In South Carolina, jurors in the double murder trial of Alec Murdoch started deliberations this afternoon. The disgraced attorney is accused of killing his wife and son in 2021. GOP Congressman George Santos says he'll fully cooperate with the House ethics probe. ABC's Andy Field has more.
After months of accusations, the House Ethics Committee is launching a formal investigation into New York Congressman George Santos. New York and federal investigators already looking into a variety of election irregularity claims. His own constituents demanding he resign for lying about his job and educational background. House Committee will look into a number of accusations, including claims of sexual misconduct toward a congressional job seeker.
Tennessee's governor has signed a law that severely limits drag show performances. It's the first state to enact such a law. On Wall Street, stocks soared after a Fed board member signaled a smaller interest rate hike is likely next month as the board tries to tame inflation. This is ABC News. Applications for unemployment benefits fell for a third straight week. 190,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims, 2,000 fewer than the previous week. One university warning its students against overdependence on artificial intelligence.
Between attending classes in Baton Rouge and representing LSU in gymnastics competitions, Olivia Dunn has amassed 7 million followers on TikTok. In a video posted over the weekend, she appears to use Cactus AI to write an essay for her. LSU instructor Lori Favella is telling her students,
I still want them to write their own papers. I want them to do their own work.
But she admits the genie is out of the bottle.
I'm looking at ways to, you know, utilize the technology to help them.
LSU warns that students who use AI to cheat on assignments could face discipline. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Tesla has officially opened some of its charging stations to everyone, allowing non-Tesla owners to charge their electric vehicles. Drivers can pay per charge or get a monthly membership at a discount. Dave Packer, ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republicans say they have to be careful with Wisconsin's $7 billion budget surplus. Senator Howard Markwine says the surplus is made up of a lot of one-time money.
This two-year budget with all that one-time cash there, you know, anybody could put that budget together, I think. It's going to be to do it in a manner that is sustainable well into the future.
Mark Lang tells WisPolitics.com the state will have to increase pay for state workers to stay competitive and keep up with inflation. Assembly Speaker Robin Ross says he's considering proposing tolls to Wisconsin interstates to pay for road construction and maintenance. The idea of tollways in Wisconsin has been bandied about for years but hasn't found much support. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night for their 16th win in a row. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Now until March 25th, guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to four times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with six consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dominic, I think we declare it a town hall up in here, a happy hour town hall edition.
Let's make it happen. Free beer here. 844-967-2789.
Says the man who never leaves the beer cooler and the broadcast bunker. You don't even drink beer, man. You got tequila up under the desk in there.
I drink beer when I'm not drinking.
I am relatively sober for this fair today. As I've been on the roads all day.
You've been working, right.
Town Hall, if you want to join, be a part of this Thursday Town Hall. A now official thing, because I've declared it. 844-967-2789. I'm going to do it again, because earlier today I was driving through Western Wisconsin. I was listening to the Todd Alba show. And it was actually, they had this sort of parallel thing going on. It was kind of clever. Someone called in with the song, and, you know, one song led to another,
You're talking about the shows now, right? Is that one of your things?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I do it, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Ron DeSantis.
I'm actually telling you my personal experience with that show. I wanted to call in to another fine program. I was moved. I was engaged. I think people appreciate when you slow down and you give them the number slowly, because I wasn't quick enough to hear it. And I missed it a couple of times. And I'm like, damn it, slow down and give me the number, Todd. Well, I'm going to slow down for you, because it's a different number than Todd gives you in the morning. 844-967-2789. When we do it, it's 844-96-PARTY.
I love how that works out like that. 844-96-PARTY. It's easy.
Town Hall Thursday. I've declared it. It's a thing. Now I've got another declaration, and we will get to the phones. Be patient. If you're a blogger, you got to register with the state of Florida, at least if you intend to write 8 articles about Ron DeSantis.
Wow.
I mean, it's getting really fascist really quick in Florida. Did I tell you I'm going there next week?
Are you going to blog? Are you going to write something about DeSantis?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you going to register with the state?
Oh, absolutely not. Florida Republican wants any blogger writing about Ron DeSantis to register with the state. I'm going to seek a, you know, a guest blogger green card because I'm only visiting. A new bill proposed by a Republican state senator in Florida would require bloggers, Dom, to register with the state if they write about Governor Ron DeSantis and other members of the government. NBC's Channel 8 wrote that Senator Jason Brodowers, a Republican from Lake Mary, bill would impose fines on anyone who refuses to register to a maximum of $2,500. I refuse. And I'm coming to your state next week, Jason, and I'm not registering. There would be an additional $25 each day the fee isn't paid. Yeah, that's what they do to parking tickets and iPasses, right? I don't pay those either until they get fat enough that they bother me. Might start affecting my credit.
Credit, right.
Senate Bill 1316, the information dissemination, would mandate that writers register with the Florida Office of Legislative Services or the Commission on Ethics. Ethics, Dom. It would apply to anyone who writes, and here's the quote from the legislative piece, an article, a story, a series of stories about the governor or the lieutenant governor, a cabinet officer, or any member of the legislature, especially Jason Brodower, and is paid for doing so. Well, Dom, will you pay me $5 to blog from Florida?
I would absolutely. I'll pay you 10.
Okay, then I would be subject to this legislative piece, but I'm not registering. They would have to register within a 5-day period by the publication of the article or stories. If the blogger writes about any of the lawmakers again,
what?
The writer would be required to submit a monthly report on the 10th of every month with the state office. That sounds like when I was on probation, Dom. Yeah. If no content is published that month, they wouldn't have to submit a report. Don't back out of the blogging, Dom, just because you don't want to submit your reports.
Crudy, the report also explained that it would apply to, quote, concern an elected member of the legislature or an officer of the executive branch. The report would require the person to reveal how much money they're earning for writing the post.
If at least $5, Dom promised.
Maybe 10 to see how good it is. If compensation is paid for a series of posts or for a specific amount of time, the blogger would be required to disclose the total amount to be received upon publication of the first post in said series or time frame, said NBC.
$5 or more.
The law would also demand bloggers file additional paperwork if they fail to file the initial paperwork. Did you get the TPS reports?
I didn't get that. Could you send me another memo?
Did you see the memo?
I did not.
It's a similar law to the lobbying restriction in Florida that mandates a 30-day timeline for the fines and an additional $25 per day if the fine isn't paid. The same rule would not apply to newspapers or similar publications. What if your blog is published in the newspaper?
What if my blog is published on a radio website? Does that count? What if I do it video style? Then I'm a vlogger, right? Yeah, what if I'm just a lowly podcaster, Dom?
Oh, like Steve Bannon.
Yeah, what if like alleged meth head Steve Bannon.
Yeah, what is about blogging specifically? Why would you eliminate podcasting? Why would you eliminate, you know, print other, you know, paper? You have to physically print it on paper to make a difference. I mean, certainly journalists are getting paid as well. Opinion folks get paid by media companies. Why? Of course, we can go down there. But of course, what are we talking about here, man? We're talking about Ron DeSantis is, you know, megas in Florida. Want you to register if you're blogging, man? Are you kidding me?
Well, they are certainly fascist. I don't think it's accurate to call the DeSantis loving fascist legislature MAGA, because of course DeSantis is running against the MAGA. Only he doesn't want to admit that. It's going to get real messy.
Oh, well, what would we call, I mean, this guy, what's his name?
Brodeur?
Jason Brodeur, a Republican from Lake Mary, Florida. He's a state senator. I mean, what do we just call him, fascist? We call him something else? I mean, under what? What? I mean, really, you, this is what your thought is. What, someone wrote something mean about you, and now you're going to get all mad about it and try to, what, unconstitutionally suppress everyone's right to speech?
What if it's on Facebook? What if I just make mean posts on Facebook about the governor? Dom, you know, here's the good news. I'm not really a detail guy, you know, occasionally. I like to round numbers. Don't really like to dig down for the math or the detail. Well, the good news is this legislative piece allows you to round your compensation to the nearest 10 bucks. So I rounded her up to 10, fella. Because five rounds up, right? 10 bucks.
Five rounds up. $10 it is.
I'm disclosing my compensation for my time.
Do I get editorial discretion as the funder of said blog person? I mean, I'd have some control over that, right? I'm paying.
Dominic, should the bill pass, it would take effect immediately upon approval. So that could happen while I'm in Florida, theoretically. Good luck with that. Can you imagine the kind of pissing match I'd get in with the state of Florida? You know, we're going to have to go down there and start creating some mischief. Journalists probably play nice down there. They don't understand how you deal with the fascist. Maybe you got to get arrested. Then we haul Jeff Scott Olson down to Florida. And we start suing some people, right? Because It will take suing these unconstitutional measures and the governor. I mean, how can he think that this is representative of the American people and what they want in leaders?
Or that it's even constitutional. Well, I mean, whether or not American people want this or not, and there might be a lot of friends of this state senator, Jason Brodeur, who are down with this, but that doesn't make it constitutional. It doesn't make it right.
But, dude, he's been going item by item, DeSantis. He's laying out this presidential resume, things like taking on Disney, you know, the woke corporation. He's dropped his book, and He's got his legislative partners.
What does that? I mean, what does that mean to you, Crudy? I mean, when I hear someone like DeSantis say, "Oh, taking on Disney and the wokeness," what? So what? What does that mean? I mean, what are the practical implications for your fellow citizens in Florida? And if you're using that as a justification to run for president, how's that going to help me in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, DeSantis?
Well, it's not going to help you. And in fact, the people in the state of Florida, my understanding, are going to be penalized because Disney had a large tax burden because they were a self-governing authority. And now much of that burden will fall upon other taxpayers. There could actually be repercussions. And we talked about the fact that, you know, Ron DeSantis, the schools in Florida pretty much suck. You know, they're hardly a
yeah, but
shining
fourth grade
example.
Tests are great because they hold back the third graders.
But don't ask them in eighth grade because they suck by then. You know, so the crazy part to me is the thought of this Harvard-educated Yale lawyer that this is what appeals to the American people. And of course, we've seen some of this appeal to the American people in the persona of Donald Trump. But yeah. Trump had The Apprentice. Trump was charismatic. Trump had steaks and vodka and Trump University. I mean, he branded many, many things.
Well, it's not just Trump. It's not just DeSantis. It's also the state legislature here in the state of Wisconsin. They're in the state of Florida. If you blog, they want the force of government to come in and let you know how much you make, force you to disclose. I mean, really, this is...
In Wisconsin, they want that?
In Florida, this is what they want. I mean, this is not just a Trump thing. This is systemic within the MAGA and the DeSantis and what is ever left of the GOP.
Well, it's fascist, Dom.
There we go. That's more accurate.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Less fascism. 844-96-PARTY.
Hey! Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crout.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Going to them very shortly, 844-967-2789.
You know, since Tim Rantham washed out as a gubernatorial candidate, we don't hear as much Black Betty. That was sort of Ram Jam's campaign tune, wasn't it?
Former Wisconsin legislator, now spending more time with family.
And pursuing tales of rigged elections. Dom, CPAC going on this week.
It looked pretty sparse.
Not the party it once was. Especially.
It was never much of a party, man, let's be honest.
Well, it used to be well attended. But Ted Cruz took the stage today and it was quite sparse. The annual far-right conference, CPAC, is being described as a ghost town.
Wah, wah, wah.
According to some photos of the conference space, C-SPAN has been airing some of the panel discussions while showing crowd shots of the empty seats. Reporters at the event have taken photos of not only the empty chairs, but the people who are on hand to watch the speeches are almost entirely elderly and white. The exhibit hall has considerable amount of space available for vendors that didn't sign up this year to attend, as the Huffington Post tweeted. Yeah, lots of vendor space. Not a lot of mega hats being slung in the lobby. While the conference hall was fairly quiet, the Make America Great Again booth was hopping, with Donald Trump Jr. sitting in front of a giant photo of the White House. Was that the actual Donald? Oh, yeah. Actual Donald Trump Jr. I guess he had nowhere better to be than CPAC this week. I hear Matt Schlapp, you know, the organizer of CPAC, recently accused, apparently likes to grow up the men after buying them a couple of cocktails against their will, apparently credibly alleged. But a reporter started to question Matt Schlapp today at CPAC. And Matt Schlapp was pulled away by staffers because the questions turned to the alleged sexual assault. You know, apparently you can't talk about it, Dom, because...
Well, he's being sued for like $9 million, I believe, he and his wife. I'm not clear on that point, but yes, it's a thing. And that was a staffer that worked for, what, Herschel Walker's campaign. And, hey, I got to ask you, man, where's Herschel been?
Well, he's got his own alleged campaign finance improprieties. That's the latest I heard about Herschel Walker. That, and he's trying to call upon all the children he discovered during the elective campaign, right? A lot of baby mamas out there.
A lot of love to spread, baby.
So CPAC, sort of a event that's seen its better day now.
I have seen some of the reporting on it today, and they were showing Trump at CPAC. And if you recall, it was at CPAC where Trump did the flag hug. I may have done it more than once, but it was
the flag hump. It was more like a humping than hugging.
Hump. Yeah, well, you know, he tic-tacked up and started rubbing on the flag because he's such a patriot.
Don't all the true patriots hump the flag?
Yes, all the insurrectionists, all the seditious conspiracy folks humping flags.
You know, I'm glad I didn't try to recruit you to go to CPAC. You're so cynical about the CPAC, Dom.
Older, a party with a bunch of older white people given on by a guy who's credibly accused of sexually assaulting the Republican staffer. I mean, I just don't know that that's the party I want to be at. But apparently Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan, they are all down with it. I mean, Jim Jordan on stage with this cat, really? I mean, can it get more despicable than that?
With Matt Schlapp? Was he on stage with Schlapp?
Jim Jordan was there today as well.
I had not seen that.
Yes, yes.
And they were on the stage together, photographed together. Was there any space, like, on the wrestling mat between the two?
I don't know about that, man, but there's always should be some space. But GYM Jordan, yes, my understanding, he was there once again.
844-967-2789. You know, we had some people stacked up. And then
I know, talking too much. Also, J.D. Vance also there as well. So it's just a one hell of a party going on. I think it's in D.C. Go see CPAC.
I will
losing
not go
the
to
juice.
CPAC.
They're losing the juice, man, and it's great to see. But as you know, when these fascist type folks, these authoritarians, when they start, you know, realizing that it may be going against them, you see their true colors, man. You saw how they reacted with January 6th, and Trump riled them up, and it wasn't just. And I do believe there are some people there at January 6th that were there to protest big government, whatever the case is. But certainly, you also had the seditious conspiracy folks who had a very specific plan. And when you see that, I mean, think about some of the BLM protests that we've had, and what was a proven accusation that there were some troublemakers in the crowd. Some you know, neo-Nazi came up from Texas, to my understanding, to Minneapolis, started banging on windows. People are like trying to tell them to stop. So, I mean, but that can trigger even something like that. Well, when you have willing participants in the crowd, maybe some didn't know what the plan was. They weren't down with the conspiracy, but they were certainly down with the action. And all of a sudden, they see all these folks running up, the Proud Boys and 3%ers. They're down. Well, hell, it sounds like a party I'm going to go into. That all matters. 844-967-2789. Mike from Cedarburg, you're up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I think the Republican Party, we ought to give them a warm, hearty welcome to the convention next year. I say they delay the gay pride parade until July. make sure our fine drinking establishment have drag queens goes. And then, of course, we have to have people on the street corner teaching black history. You know, so give them a real, hearty welcome.
Yes, absolutely, Mike. It is a great idea.
Why don't we serve Republicans warm beer? Tell them it's a, you know, it's like the German style. We do it here. Have your warm old Milwaukee.
We're not vindictive. Come on now.
No, maybe a little bit, Mike. I mean, when people try to overturn the will of the people because they don't want to lose power, I kind of take a little issue with that, man.
Well, we still think they're Americans, even though they're misguided.
Well, Mike, we'll serve them Zimas.
That'll work.
Or White Claws, as the case may be.
It's the new Zima.
It's the new Zima. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Can almost say it now. It's only been 11 years. I've been working on it all this time.
What's someday, the number, Prudy? What's the number?
844-967-2789. I'll say it slow. 844-96-PARTY.
Beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer.
The Shaw one.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In South Carolina, jurors in the double murder trial of Alec Murdoch started deliberations this afternoon. The disgraced attorney is accused of killing his wife and son in 2021. GOP Congressman George Santos says he'll fully cooperate with the House ethics probe. ABC's Andy Field has more.
After months of accusations, the House Ethics Committee is launching a formal investigation into New York Congressman George Santos. New York and federal investigators already looking into a variety of election irregularity claims. His own constituents demanding he resign for lying about his job and educational background. House Committee will look into a number of accusations, including claims of sexual misconduct toward a congressional job seeker.
Tennessee's governor has signed a law that severely limits drag show performances. It's the first state to enact such a law. On Wall Street, stocks soared after a Fed board member signaled a smaller interest rate hike is likely next month as the board tries to tame inflation. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. The 2015 Supreme Court case, Obergefell v. Hodges, led to the legal, national recognition of marriage equality. But that protection is in the crosshairs of the same people who killed the protections provided by Roe v. Wade. I was part of an interview with Jim Obergefell recently, and he said, if you're part of a marginalized group, you'd better be out there fighting for the rights of other communities being targeted by the extreme right wing as well.
Many of us are going to be and have been excluded from We the People. And there are a lot of people in this country who want that and are more than happy to exclude others because they think it makes them feel safer. We have got to use our voice at the ballot box every single election.
You can catch Up North News Radio weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on Civic Media radio stations around Wisconsin and more of our work at upnorthnewswi.com.
5 hours of special spring primary election coverage. A dozen reporters, hosts, and political experts tracking results for you around Wisconsin.
Everything from your local races to the Supreme Court.
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the general election.
Coverage you won't find anywhere else. And we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or anytime, we're here for you. Your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, now with more cowbell. The Thursday Happier Happy Hour, the Town Hall edition, but that means we got to take some of the callers.
I think we have to, yes. I mean, if that's the point, we got to allow some of the town folks to talk.
Talk amongst ourselves? We do that often. We want to talk with you, 844-967-2789. Here's an old friend, PT. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, PT.
Hey. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
You notice I still have my Wisconsin accent. Anyway,
that will never leave you. You will be a Wisconsin. Once a Wisconsinite, always a Wisconsinite through the nose. It's a nasal thing.
I know. You know, when I talk here, you know, I speak up here in Oregon or something, people look at me kind of funny. I don't know.
Anyway. Looked at you funny here in Wisconsin, PT.
He sure did. so this DeSantis thing, that is just breathtaking fascism if I ever heard of it. The guy must be very paranoid about anyone writing about him. And tell me, so the sponsor of this bill said that this is the same as a lobbyist, that if a lobbyist has to register, then a blogger has to register? Give me a freaking break. A lobbyist directly influence politicians. I mean, they're
hey,
paid a lot.
A well-written blog can change the world, PT.
I don't know. It can't change a politician's mind, I tell you that. But the fact that he has to know everyone that's been writing about him, come on. That's not going to pass muster in courts. That's
it,
sure.
It is. You know, it seems to really take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is it continues. It's like they're trying to out themselves every new action, PT.
844.
Yeah.
Go ahead, PT. Final thought.
No. It's like what, you know, the Jews, you know, they had to register or something. Some nationality, some religion had to register with the Nazis or something. I don't recall what it was, but it just brings back really fascist memories of what happened in World War II and so forth. So,
appreciate your call. Thanks for listening on the Civic Media app. And you can join us Thursday Town Hall nationwide, worldwide, at least Wisconsin-wide for sure-sies, 844-967-2789. Rico listening in Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good, guys. Hey, I love your idea about going down to Florida, Crudy.
I am going to Florida.
You make that up?
I will perhaps raise trouble, but that's just a secondary thing to me getting a little tan on a beach.
Well, hey, make sure you do it on a Thursday, see, because you want to get down there so you can catch the Cheeto Jesus spinning tunes on the iPad.
Oh.
Some Celine Dion coming at you. A long-distance dedication to my pal Dominic up in Milwaukee.
Rico,
he should definitely swing by.
How far is it from Palm Beach to Miami Beach?
Oh, it ain't that far, is it? You know, when you're getting down. No, it ain't that far.
It's worth a Google, right? You know, I mean, I got a rental car. It's right, not. Right. I don't have to take an Uber out to the Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, Dom and I went to, we went to Miami Beach for a presidential debate, but we never ventured over to Mar-a-Lago.
Palm Beach, it's 75 miles apart.
That seems like too far, Rico. That seems like an effort to me. Although I spent like 7 hours in the car today that... My big effort driving, Rico, is going to be down to the Keys. 844-967-2789. A new name. I like new friends. Town Hall Thursday. Be a new friend of ours at 844-967-2789. Kevin from Reeseville. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello there.
Hello, Kevin.
I wanted to mention that I sent you guys an email last night for an event that is happening in our area.
It's tell us about it, man, because I didn't check out my emails last night. I got to be honest with you.
Okay. It's a Republican representative from Columbus, and he's going to be helping out at a food pantry next Thursday.
And what do you think the audience should do with that knowledge?
I think it would be awesome if you guys could be there.
I will be in Florida. Dom, I think it would be awesome if you could be there.
I probably won't be there, Kevin. What is it about this Republican? Tell us about him, Kevin. What's your concern?
Well, he's very pro-life, for one thing. And
I'm sorry,
don't know
you said he's very pro-forced government birthing?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and you know, I was going to put together a list of questions for him, and see how he responded. I can't believe that he wouldn't be making some kind of a talk. Supposedly he's there to help out, but I don't know how far that's going to go. But I'd be willing to bet that people are going to be asking him questions.
Is this near you, Kevin? Would you be able to show up and ask him those questions?
Reesville's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah? You're going to be there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so, I will be there.
Excellent, excellent. And you're going to ask him about the 1849 Wisconsin abortion law and what his positions may be on that? I mean, what's your thought, Kevin?
That's my number one question.
Yeah.
And I want to ask him what his interpretation of the term woke is. I'm dying to hear that.
Right. Me too, man. I mean, it means something different to everybody. Apparently, if it's something you don't like, then it's woke.
Kevin, I can understand there are some Republicans, and I think there are some religious people in this world that have differing opinions than I on. I'm not for abortion, but I don't think it's my right to decide what someone else does with their body. So my opinion on abortion really doesn't matter much. But I can understand, you know, ethically that some would have an objection to abortion. But what I cannot fathom, Kevin, is how Republicans accept insurrection and anti-democratic behavior from their own party. So,
well, but Kevin,
you could ask a question for me. Right. Ask about the January 6th.
Sure, that's fair. But let me put it to you this way.
Sure.
If you have a problem with abortion, then don't have one. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have a certain life or a belief, then have it. But when you start forcing that on other people, that's when I start taking exception to it. You don't want to have an abortion, don't have one. You don't want to be in gay marriage, you don't like gay marriage, well don't get gay married. You know what I'm saying? But when you have a belief and all of a sudden you think your belief should supersede everybody else's belief on a particular topic, you know, be damned what, you know, courts and history have shown. Kevin, that's where I take the issue with, man.
Sure. I want to mention one thing real quick. It's at the gathering source on Highway 16 and 60 outside of Reeseville. It's about 3 or 4 miles. And I would love to see as many Democrats there, whether you're there for the pantry or not.
Yeah,
I would just love to see a slew of Democrats show up.
Well, it'd be nice to see our Democratic friends in the Reeseville area show up with something for the food pantry. Because under Republican governance, there might be some people that need the help.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak it. Well, we got time for a few more calls here. Steven from Green Bay, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steven.
Hey, Diamond Crute. I have a couple things to say, actually, and I'll get through them real quickly. The first one is a little bit of a suggestion for you two. If you guys ever decide to go on a comedy tour and take that to Appleton, Wisconsin, I will be your first ticket buyer to that one because you guys are hilarious on the radio.
Well, one of us is. one of us just got a great laugh.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Go ahead, man. Keep going. Appreciate it, man.
Two more things. The second thing I have to say is I learned something new today from you guys, and that is the Republican Party is now the party of the snowflakes. They have taken their insult and applied it to themselves. So that's nice to learn.
Yeah, right.
And third of all is it's a little disheartening to me that our...
Oh, no, Stephen.
Daniel Kelly.
Stephen, we missed most of that. I think we got the first two at least, and we appreciate your contribution today. 844-967-2789. Sometimes the calls go bad. Bill from Madison, welcome. Hopefully you got a good line. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
I probably won't have a good line.
So far, so good. Say nice things about us. Otherwise, the lines get really bad really quick.
I was just going to say with that old food pantry thing, like, yeah, it's more than likely a big publicity, you know, photo op.
Yeah.
But don't go there and attack the guy. Wait till the end, you know. Let him do his work and help out the food pantry. And you guys actually had a great idea. The Democrats should show up there, bring something for the food pantry, help them out, you know?
Well, certainly there's always
a food.
There's always a neighbor in need.
I would hate to see it. Yeah, exactly.
That part of it should
like,
be.
I would hate to turn a food pantry into some big political, you know, obviously that's more likely what he's doing, you know, a photo op, but, you know, I'd hate to have it turn into some big attack thing when they're just trying to help people out, you know.
Absolutely, Bill. Certainly, the food pantry may not be the venue to be antagonistic of a Republican lawmaker, but there are often, and I should use the opposite term, there are seldom opportunities to talk to, question, quote-unquote confront so many of these Republican lawmakers. They do not feel beholden to their constituents because of gerrymandering. And because they don't really need you. They can do a private fundraiser event for the hard right. They don't need your vote to get elected, Bill. All they need to do is win the Republican primary. And the rest is already baked into the cake by the gerrymandering. So I'm very hopeful that the Wisconsin Supreme Court election recasts, A, first, the tenor of the court, and B, the tenor of the maps in the state of Wisconsin. Because I can live with some Republican representation if they're accountable to the electorate. It's when they're not accountable to the electorate that they, you know, become a little corrupt, let's say. A little fascistic in the case of some of the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, because they want to throw out the outcome of frickin' elections, well,
and Joe Biden's. And literally, the gerrymander has that, you know, perhaps unintended consequence, you know, because, you know, certainly there are, with the gerrymander that we have, there are some Dems, there's some seats that are going to be Democratic. You know, that's just the way they pack them and stack them and crack them, you know, if you follow how it's all said and done. Regarding this, if there's a public announcement that a politician is going to be at place X, Y, or Z, well, they're making it political. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, if this person was didn't have an announcement, didn't make a flyer, didn't put it out on social media that I'm going to be at X, Y, or Z, and just on their own time quietly, you know, worked at the food pantry or did whatever good deeds they thought they should do, that's one thing. But if you're a politician and you announce that, hey, I'm going to be at this church or I'm going to be at this thing, well, you're announcing it for a reason. It's political. Otherwise, you wouldn't be announcing it.
I occasionally share with the audience when I'm traveling, Dom, is...
yeah, you tell us all about the driving circumstances and the traffic.
I can't wait to go on vacation and get away from you. The audience is stuck with you, but I get a respite.
Oh, the audience, they get a rest. It's going to be so much fun. I got lots of friends coming around. It's going to be devil's advocates and friends all next week. We're going to have a party without Crudy. And I know you'll be on the beach drinking your Captain and Diet Coke, so I won't be taking your calls. The sun will get to you, Crudy. I know it will.
I'm going to do like pina coladas. Got to be careful on the rum runners, though. That's what I drank on my honeymoon.
Ooh.
On the submarine with the woman from Missouri, the one I showed the rum runners to, that lady. I bet
sounds
she
like
remembers.
An interesting honeymoon.
Best one yet. Come back with us. Your phone calls could be the best ones yet. 844-967-2789.
My Alzheimer's.
Here's today's stunt.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Toll free, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Walt from South Minneapolis. Welcome, Walt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Walt.
Thank you, guys. And the last time I called, which is the first time, you made me laugh, and that's not fair. But I want you to know that I dropped 5 bone on Janet and 3 bone on Tony and 2 bone on Wisconsin Dems. So we can really get down on April 4th, and then we can boogie on the 5th.
On, Walt. We appreciate that, man. We love the love from Minnesota, man.
Walt, could you throw a couple bones down on my bar tab next week, because I'm planning on running up a big one.
If you show up, yes.
Well, that's, you got to show up where I'm at, Walter. It's, the weather will be nicer, I suspect.
Hey, if Walt's buying, you got to show up, Crudy. So, Walt, let me ask you this. From where you are in Minnesota, how's things looking over here across the Mississippi? What are you guys talking about? What are you saying about us?
Well, they're taking care of business, and I'm glad they are, because they got a majority of one in the Senate, and things happen like Obama wasn't quite ready to boogie when he showed up, and Kennedy dropped, you know, and it was unfortunate. But it looks like the DFLers there are ready to do some work, and they are getting it done, so I'm happy.
You know, we don't know what DFL is. The Democrats here in Wisconsin don't have the F or the L, just the D.
Yeah, no, it's farmer labor. It's a part of the history, and I'd have to say that I did indeed do 18 door knocks and two lit drops, all in the suburbs, in an attempt to flip the Senate, and it did happen, so I'm feeling pretty happy.
Yeah, Walter, let me ask you a question. We now, Civic Media now has radio stations in the Minneapolis outmarkets, and it's much redder there, and it's really literally within an hour of Minneapolis-St. Paul. When you talk about rural northwestern Wisconsin, it's going about 60% red. And it's not like the rest of the rural parts of Wisconsin. It's not for lack of personal income. It's not that property values are depressed. For whatever reason, when stuff goes bad, people seemingly run to the Republican Party, although it's usually the Republicans driving them there. But here's my question, Walter. Why is it that there's so many red Wisconsinites just across the river? They used to call Minneapolis home, but it's like all the Republicans cross the river into our territory now, Walter. I think Ron Johnson started the exodus.
Yeah, we blame you for Ron Johnson, Walt.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, except that I think every disgruntled person we need. FDR was the answer the last time the fascists raised their heads, and it's the same answer now. We gotta work for the average working person, and we gotta do more than we've been doing.
Is it an economic message, Walter? Is that what resonates? Do you think that would resonate across party lines. I mean, Bernie Sanders talked about the rigged economy, and Donald Trump sort of stole some of that and lied about it, but people felt like the economy. They feel like the economy's rigged. I mean, when we hear our Republican friends, and I got a very few of them left, but when we hear them complaining about the inflation and the cost of living, I mean, all people are stung by those things. And while we working class Wisconsinites and Minnesotans are looking at each other and wondering who to blame, the rich keep getting richer, Walt. And I didn't win the lottery last night.
I just go with working class issues, labor unions, and do the best we can. I'd also like to say, with respect to Walker, I was over there in your territory in the state capitol, in and out outside of the rotunda for at least three times, and some of it was really sweet.
Yeah, it was a great show of humanity. The uprising in the state of Wisconsin. I can't think of if you've ever been to a like a football stadium when it's full of 100,000 people and something happens on the field and you all have that shared either exhilaration or, you all bury your heads together. There's very few things where you have that sort of shared experience. And unlike a football game, which ends after 3 hours, I mean, the uprising in the state of Wisconsin, people camped out. They brought their kids, their grandkids. People cared an awful lot. And I would say it woke up a progressive revolution, but unfortunately, it also woke up low propensity voters outstate. We talk about the Trump voters, the people that never voted before. Well, before they voted for Trump here in the state of Wisconsin, we had lots of people come out of the woodwork, literally, in northern Wisconsin to go vote in the Scott Walker recall, to preserve Scott Walker. And it was really the politics of resentment. And I wonder, when life gets worse for you, do you have to resent your neighbor if they're not getting by, if they don't need the food pantry? Is that something to resent them for? Do you resent your government when you need, quote-unquote, welfare?
When you're actually relying on the government. And no, and I get that. And certainly there is some of that. I mean, you know, sometimes things don't work out as you plan. You know, and most people in life have experienced that to some way, shape, or form. But I would also suggest this. It's one thing to, you know, believe what you're being told as a populist message. But, you know, most recently we've had the Republicans talk about this inflation, talk about cost of living. And what have they done since they took the House? What have they done about inflation? What have they done about the cost of living? It's Hunter Biden's laptop. It's woke corporations. It's, you know, in Florida, it's bloggers who got to register with the state. You know, it's one thing to get elected. So then, I mean, and I think in some way, in some regard, that feeds the cynicism. Well, I voted for, you know, this Republican who was all concerned about inflation on the border, and, well, they're not doing anything about it. Well, no kidding. You just voted for them. They can't do anything about it. They ran on that to get you out to vote. But what are they going to practically do about it? You know, there's a legislative process in this country, and having the House alone doesn't quite do it. So now they're going to sit there and pound sand for the next 2 years, investigate Hunter Biden's laptop, while the same economic situations that you were concerned about, the same whatever issues that you had, are not being addressed by the very people that you voted for. So maybe don't vote for them. Just throwing it out there.
I've told this story many times. 2012 New York Times article talked about the rural parts, especially Minnesota. That article, Jagged Little Pill, something like that, effectively said as rural areas have become more dependent upon the government because their main streets have been crushed, the economy is left, the manufacturing economy has left many of these small towns. One factory ran the whole city.
And let alone the farms that are going under every day.
Exactly. But when the economy goes bad, people look to blame someone. And if Donald Trump says, only I can fix it, people wanted to believe that message. They've
sure,
been better
billions
off
with dollars in farm subsidies and his trade war with China. I mean, hell, at least the auto loans got paid back.
Come on, man. Not everyone in Iowa's a farmer or Wisconsin, right? That's just the perception. Thank you all for listening. You have excellent perception because you've listened to the greatest radio show ever, and we help shape it just a little bit. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Native Roots Radio in the interim. Keep it locked. Civic Media each and every weekday. And the weekends, too.
All right. See you later.
Hey, this is...
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.